The Vice President of Football Operations of the Hamilton Tiger Cats is Kent Austin. He joins us on the line. Kent, we've been talking about the Russian Sports Federation and all the roadblocks they've put up over the years. I take it in your collegiate and pro football career, you haven't dealt with many Russians along the way.
Not that I'm aware of.
Not that you're aware.
Other people that put up roadblocks.
No shot putters at Ole Miss came over from Moscow or St. Petersburg?
Oh, gosh. You know, I probably should know that, but my guess is probably not many. That's right.
Kent, we'll get to Zach in a moment, but all people want to talk about is Manziel. Where do things stand with Johnny Football?
Well, I've been in constant communication with his agent, Eric Burkhart, and in fact, we spoke again today and are going to speak again tonight, and it's in process right now, so we'll see how it plays out, but everything is in discussion mode at this point.
So if I asked you who your starting quarterback for game one of the regular season in 2018, would it be Jeremiah Mazzoli or would it be Johnny Manziel?
Well, how about asking me in about a week? I'll give you a better
answer.
I
had a better answer for you. They would both be JM. That's all you needed to say. Was it JM's going to start?
There you go. Yeah. You know what? I'm not quick enough or witty enough right now. Yeah.
Come on, coach. Isn't it? It's an open competition. We want to bring all our quarterbacks. We have a lot of confidence in each of them, and we want the best man to win the job.
No, I am no longer the coach, so
right.
those are questions better presented to June. Every head coach that I've ever been around, from Pop Warner all the way up, will choose his personnel and in particular will choose who his quarterback is going to be.
So your interest in Manziel, is there mutual interest the other way to come here and play, and more importantly, come here, play, and stay for a while?
Listen, there's definitely interest in his desire to be in this league, and in particular with us. If that works out, we'll see. With respect to prognosticating for long-term, a long-term and viable career up here, who knows? I mean, we can't predict that for anybody, to be honest. You just don't know how things are going to work out, and life has its turns, and careers have their turns, as we all know. We've all experienced, but there's certainly interest on their part to come up, and same with us.
Ken, when's the last time you eyeballed him? I mean, you guys worked him out. When's the last time you actually saw?
It was actually at that point. Yeah, not since.
So when would that have been? Ish.
So that was back during that. Yeah, so I was back during the football season. Yeah, so that's. It's been a little bit, but I listen. I mean,
is he in football shape?
Up and doing our due diligence.
Yeah, I mean, is he ready to go? Is he ready to come in and be? Is he ready to rock right now to play? Be in a professional football training camp?
Well, I'm not sure that anybody right now is in football shape. When we get to OTAs and if he's here and in particular into training camp, we would expect all of our players to be in great football shape. And listen, he understands that. And if he's up here, I don't think there'll be any question that he'll be in shape.
So December 28th, the CFL announced that the Tiger Cats can negotiate with Johnny Manziel. And stop me if I'm wrong on any of this, Kent. The organization then gets 10 days to offer Manziel a contract and or trade his negotiation list rights to another team. In those 10 days, the conversations can go back and forth. If there is no offer presented in those 10 days, Manziel becomes a free agent. Have the Tiger Cats offered Manziel a formal contract yet with 4 days left in that 10-day window?
Well, we're not going to get into any specific contract negotiations, but certainly we wouldn't be foolish enough to not offer a contract to adhere to the current bylaws of the league, right?
Right. So how would this work? Could you just offer a token deal to him in the next 10 days and use that as the first salvo in a negotiation, so to speak?
I mean, you could do that. That's not our approach. That certainly wouldn't be my approach. You know, we'd want to negotiate authentically and in good faith, and see where that leads. And but we're going to adhere to the rules of the league, and certainly not put ourselves at jeopardy or at risk in any way of losing his rights.
And have you been taking in calls from other teams wanting to know your interest in discussing an opportunity to trade Manziel's rights?
There have been discussions with other teams, yes.
So if Zach Collaros is worth the 10th overall pick in the 2018 draft, what are the Negless rights to Johnny Manziel worth, Mr. Austin?
These are all great questions, but certainly not anything that I would divulge or discuss, you know, in a public forum in regards to any discussions that we have with other member clubs. And certainly I want to respect, you know, Johnny and his agent, Eric Burkhart, you know, in this process.
So I'm not suggesting you are a betting man, Kent, but if you are a betting man and Johnny Manziel did start opening week in the Canadian football next year, what would the odds be that he plays for the Hamilton Tiger Cats versus any other team in the league?
I wouldn't put any odds on that. And here's the reason, right? I've been in these things for a long time, both as a player and as a coach and as administrator. I mean, you just don't know how things are going to play out. And until there's something definitive that's done and approved and registered, at the league level, I wouldn't want to get into any discussion, you know, regarding that.
So let's talk about the practical applications of Manziel's talent to the Canadian Football League game. Is the closest comparison Doug Flutie?
I can see why there'd be comparisons between the two. Their ability to improvise, to extend plays, to make plays both with their arm talent and also with their feet, the ability to rise above the game at times and put the game on their shoulders. They both demonstrated their ability to do that. You know, the thing I had to play against Doug, you know, in my career. And the thing about Doug was you knew that you had to play all the way to the very last play of the game to beat him, because that guy was going to find a way to win the football game. He just had that naturally. And everybody around him, he raised their game, and everybody believed in him at a level where, you know, they battled and played as hard as he did. He just had the ability to raise the water level across the board. And, you know, Johnny's shown that in his past as well. You know, you watch some of those big games that he played in college. The Alabama game comes to mind in particular. He just, you know, has, you know, some of those guys just have that it thing. They just have the ability to finish a game in such a way that is different than the way other guys play.
Ken Austin joins us. He is the Vice President of Football Operations for the Hamilton Tiger Cats. The Hamilton Tiger Cats in conversation with Johnny Manziel's agent. They have until the 7th of January to offer him a formal contract. Ken, we're at the stage of the football season on both sides of the border where it's about the draft and the combines and all these teams put together sports psychologists and assistant coaches and have quarterbacks up at the whiteboard, and they get to interview them, and they want to know everything on his background. Manziel's checkered past is very well documented. Have you had a chance to visit with the kid and find out what he wants, find out what he's interested in, find out what his football IQ is, find out if he'll be able to take the next step in learning a new game?
Yeah, of course. Of course we have. That's all part of the due diligence process. And yeah, it would be certainly would be unprofessional of me and not in the best interest of this club, as well as others here that are involved in the process in a collaborative effort to try to analyze that properly, right, to make sure that he's a fit with what we're doing here, what we're about, the culture that we have, the coaching staff that we have, not the least of which is our head coach, June. And to arrive at a discerning decision that is best for our organization. So, you know, those things have been investigated and continue to be vetted.
What assurances have you had that he won't relapse?
Well, there's no crystal ball, you know, with respect to that. What you can do is you can look at a pattern of behavior. You can look at where the circumstances are tending. You can, or trending, I should say. You can talk to those that are most involved in his personal life. You can talk to him personally, the people that are closest to him. How is he conducting his life right now? How has he conducted? Listen, I mean, if there was one thing I said to the guys here, and this is not any indication of whether he'll be here or not, but when he took the blow, if you will, of not being able to come into the league last year, if there was ever a time where the probabilities were higher for a relapse, as you say, it would have been between that time and now, because he had to sit out an entire year again of not being able to play and compete and be part of a team and be a teammate and throw the football and do what he loves. So, you know, there's no crystal ball, there's no guarantees in life on anything, but you certainly have to try to determine, based on the pattern of behavior of where he's at in his life, how much he's matured, what he values, and how that relates to what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish here.
Kent, beyond the substance issues and beyond the domestic assault allegations, one of the biggest knocks on Manziel in Cleveland was he wasn't all in. You know, you're making the transition from football to the pros. They tell, you know, the old saying, be the first to show up to the facility, be the last to leave. Johnny wasn't committed. From your conversations with him, what stands out to you that says, okay, this guy is going to be willing to do what it takes to be a professional quarterback?
Well, again, I mean, I would be careful in categorizing any player from the past from one perspective and from one vantage point of who's doing the talking. I understand the question, but, you know, again, that's part of our due diligence to make sure that he will treat this profession in a way that is honorable for the opportunity he's been given and to his teammates and in particular to himself, and to make sure that his level of preparation is commensurate with that opportunity and also commensurate with being trustworthy to his teammates and his coaching staff. I don't foresee issues there, but if there are issues there, they would be addressed by our football team or any other football team. And if those issues are such that team believes that he now is a detriment or isn't reaching his full potential, I wouldn't think he would be there very long.
From a skill set standpoint, Ken, for every Doug Flutie, we've seen Troy Smith, Vince Young, the rest, you know, guys who have resumes, they come up here, they don't deliver, mm-hmm. others do.
Yeah.
What is it about Manziel's skill set right now as a player on January 3rd, 2018? Not what he did at A&M, not as a first-round pick. What have you seen in the workout and on the tape that says to you he can come in and make an impact?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Let me give you a few things that I noticed when we were with him. He's stronger than I thought. So he's physically. I understand now when you watched him play, and the tackles that he broke against really good football players, and the way he could pull away from guys and extend plays. When you get near him and you get around him and you watch him work out, you realize that he's sturdier and bigger than people realize, and certainly than I was expecting. His arm strength is better than I thought as well. I think his arm's a little bit stronger than people give him credit for. And obviously his improvisational skills are, you know, well documented. I mean, the guy can make plays that you know, quite frankly, other quarterbacks can't make. And in this league with the size of this field and the ability to have to be very productive on first down to stay out of second long in a three down league, it's really, really important that you have the ability to get that big play or two in a particular drive to be able to finish drives, because, you know, long drives in this league are pretty rare and without explosive plays.
So as I understand it, you have 4 days to make this decision. Will we hear the next phase of your decision? Will it be announced whether you've offered him a contract or whether you've traded his rights? Or, in fact, you could actually do nothing and lose his rights, which I don't think would be the option. But I see those are the three different options.
Not on the table.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
so
No, option three is not on the table. But, no, you know, we're not going to be public about this, guys. I mean, we're gonna deal with this respectfully and treat Johnny with respect and his agent Eric with respect and do right by the organization and make those decisions in such a way that tries to eliminate some of the distraction that can occur if it gets too public.
So that said, is there an internal timeline other than the 4 days?
Well, that's certainly a deadline, but there is no timeline prior to then.
But literally, there is. I mean, the deadline could in fact be that's an artificial deadline in many ways. If you offer him a contract and then continue negotiating with him,
that's correct.
Beyond that, then there is really nothing that other than making sure that both sides are comfortable with the process.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
That's a good summation of the process, I think.
Kent, your title is Vice President of Football Operations, but you've been a football coach now for the better part of the last decade and a half. Do you still want to coach?
Listen, I'm getting asked that privately quite a bit as well, and I understand the question, but. I removed myself because it was the right thing to do, at the time, and it was right for this organization, and I was fine with that decision.
That was four months ago now. No, come on now. It's the off season. Yeah, it's a different deal now.
I was going to finish the answer. I mean, I do love this part of my job description and trying to build this football team back to a championship contender and having an integral role in affecting that. So I love what I do. I love who I work for. I have a very, very strong relationship with the guys here, a strong relationship with Scott in particular, and the staff, and Sean and Drew and all the other guys, and Eric and everybody else that are working really, really hard to get this back on track and to give a football team that our fans would be proud of. So I love my job. I love getting up every morning and doing what we're doing, and so I'm content right now.
Mr. Austin, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the continued conversations with Eric Burkhardt, and I'm sure we'll be talking soon on Mr. Manziel and other matters along the way.
Okay. Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.